question is that sometimes when we chant the holy names, we may not pronounce properly, and while different dealing with various problems in the world, this improper pronunciation becomes a further problem and it becomes discouraging. How to deal with that? Firstly, the pronunciation is not the most important thing in devotion. The important thing is the devotional intention. So if occasionally there is a mispronunciation, it is not, Krishna is not a fault-finding God. He's not there to catch us when we do wrong. He's there to catch us when we fall. Krishna is not there to catch us when we do wrong. He's there to catch us when we fall. So, first of all, we recognize that devotion can be expressed even through an improper pronunciation. That is not a problem. At the same time, when we want to serve Krishna, we want to serve Him in the best possible way. So even when we chant His holy names, we try as much as possible to chant clearly. And sometimes we may do a recording of our own chanting to see if we are mispronouncing, where we are mispronouncing. And by that we can correct. Okay, this is when, maybe when I start thinking about something, I am going to mispronounce. Or when I am rushing and trying to complete the rounds very quickly in some time limit, I mispronounce. And for pronunciation also, if we find that usually, maybe sometimes the last Hare gets missed out, because there are three Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then Hare. The three Rams, three Hare may sometimes become one or two. So we can find out what is the mispronunciation and gradually work toward that. If it seems like too much of a task, then we can make it gradually. Say if you're chanting 16 rounds and a habit of mispronunciation has been developed somehow, then at least some rounds we consciously take care that we pronounce properly, even if that requires a little more time. But suppose say if we are mispronouncing and we are chanting every round in 5 or 6 minutes and if we have to pronounce clearly it takes 10 minutes, then the mental burden becomes so much. How can I spend so much time? Then we, as I said, again we start becoming offensive towards the holy name. Why is it taking so much time? So at that time we may decide at least we should try to correct the habit. So at least 1, 2, 4 rounds I will chant with careful pronunciation. Remaining also, it's not that I'll be intentionally careless, but if there's a default habit, I may not be able to invest so much energy in countering that at that stage. But those 4 rounds also, few rounds, whatever we do carefully, if we do that gradually, that habit of clear pronunciation will pass over to others. I will do the other rounds also. And another thing is that pronunciation is also relative. If some, that means, you know, we may ourselves pronounce a word clearly, but someone else may say, I can't hear this word being pronounced. So if that is happening, then we have to ourselves record and check it. It shouldn't be that we are enunciating the words ourselves, but because they are being enunciated in such a way that others are not able to hear it, others say that you are not pronouncing properly. So introspect and check it properly. There is no need to be very discouraged. No matter whatever happens, there is actually the biggest problem in bhakti is discouragement. If we don't get discouraged, if we keep moving onwards, doing what we can, Krishna will help us to do what we can't do. But when we become discouraged, we don't do even what we can do. And then Krishna will not force things upon us. Then He will not help us directly. He will not intervene with us. So first of all, find what is the problem, what is the cause of the problem, and then take practical, manageable steps to gradually correct it. And when we get discouraged, we should know that anything, normally we think of temptation as lust, anger, greed, and these things as temptations. So we usually think that Krishna is here, if something takes me away from Krishna, that is temptation. But actually, that is not the only definition of temptation. Anything that comes between us and Krishna, that is also temptation. So discouragement can also be a temptation. If discouragement stops us going towards Krishna, then you should know this is, so actually how it works is that the same mind which
makes us do a wrong thing, then afterward the same mind becomes a judge and starts saying, you are such a fool, you know. Why did you do the wrong thing? So the same mind, it's like, you know, the same mind is the criminal, and then after it commits the crime, after it makes us commit the crime, then it becomes a judge and sentences us. So when this happens, this is like a dangerous double rule of the mind. So at that time, we shouldn't listen to the mind. Anything that discourages us, we should recognize this is a temptation and not pay attention to it. So yes, there are different kinds of sources, different sources of discouragement. But whatever it is, if there is something discouraging us, we move away from it, move towards something which encourages us. That is not to deny or hide our faults. But we cannot deal with all our faults at the same time. We have one fault, one problem, we slowly overcome step by step. So discouragement is also temptation, and it needs to be intelligently resisted. Does that answer your question? Thank you.